Nesechtes Chulin, Daf Chaf Aleph, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, Amma Ze'iri, and Ze'iri teaches us, Nishbar Mafrekes, V'roi Basa Iman Avela. Ze'iri is discussing any animal or oif, and he teaches us, if the neck bone of an animal or a bird is broken together with most of the flesh that's on the neck bone, then that animal would not be considered a trefa, and even if the animal is continuously moving, logically this animal has the status of a dead animal, and therefore the animal is considered Nevela, and of course is a major nafka mina halacha, as although certainly it doesn't make a difference if an animal is a nevela or a trefa, and one would be asa to eat a nevela or a trefa, however there would be a major nafka mina. After the mafrekes, as well as Rav Basa, was already broken, one went and did a proper shechita on this animal. If this animal would have been considered a trefa, so now that you did a proper shechita, so although it would still be asa to eat this animal, however this shechita would still help, and this animal would not be considered a nevela, and therefore, the animal would not be considered abatuma, and it would not be metame b'magav masa. In the case of an oif, it would not be metame b'tumas beis ablia. However, now that Ziri taught us that once it was minishbur mafrekas v'ray basi ima, that was already considered dead, and it's already considered nevela, so even if one would now go and do shchita, so the shchita would be meaningless, and certainly this behemo or this oif would still be considered nevela. And our Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Chista afanana mitina, the Ritva and the Rashba both explain the Rav Chista is telling us that I could bring a raya to the din of Ze'iri from a Mishnah Masechta Zvachim on Daf Samach Chesam Aleph. However, Ayin Taisis Rosh, who's Medayik from Rashi, the Rav Chista is actually asking a question on Ze'iri, as why does Ze'iri have to teach us this din? Lemaisa's din is in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim on Daf Samach Chesam Aleph, and if so, what is the Chiddush of Ze'iri? And Lemaisa, the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim is discussing a case where someone is bringing either a Chata Sa'if or a Eil Sa'if. Certainly, we know that one has to do Malika, and Malika would be done with the etzba of the kohen. The Mishnah teaches us that if the kohen used the sakin instead of his etzba, and since it's an improper shechita, so the bird would be considered an avela, and therefore would be metame begodim abeis ablia. And as the Mishnah states, malak besakin metame begodim abeis ablia. And as we know that although a behemoth that's an avela is metame b'magav masa, however an oif that is an avela is not metame b'magav masa, and the only time that has the power to be metame anything is only after the person eats it improperly, and it's now in its throat. At that point, the person, as well as any begotten that he's wearing at that time, as well as any kelim that he's holding at that time, would become rishon l'tuma. And Rav Chista continues that from this Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim, we see the same din as Iri, that nishmar afrekas v'rei basa ima, that will be considered an avela. And his raya is, v'yam v'treifa havai, melikasa zui shchitasa, and tahani l'sakal entire midei avela. And the proof is that since when someone performs the maisa of melika, and even if they're doing it with a sakin, then they initially break the mafrekes and rei basar, and only afterwards would cut the simon or simonim. If the Mishnah would actually disagree with Ze'iri, the Mishnah would actually hold that if nishbur mafrekes rei basar ima, that the animal is actually a trefa, and we still consider it alive, and it would not be an avela. So l'chayr, once the person does the complete malika with a sakin, so ultimately he will cut the simonim. The way that he performed this malika is actually a proper shchita. We have a klal that even after a behemo or an oif is a trefa, if one performs a valid shechita, then it will be mitzi the trefa midei nevela, and this animal would not be considered nevela, and this oif would not be considered tamei. And lemaisa the Mishnah states malak pesakim mitam begadim abisablia, and the oif is considered tamei, and therefore it must be that the Mishnah agrees with the concept of Ze'iri that once it's nishbur mafrekas v'rei basa ima, then it's considered like the animal's already dead, and the animal's already a nevela, and if so, by now cutting the simanim, you're cutting simonim of an avela, certainly it's still tamei, and as Rashi stated in Diba Maslan Avela, at the moment that they actually sliced through the mafrekas and rei basa ima, the oif became an avela, and it's metam miyad, and afa pishe mafrekas, the mesa mamashi, as at that point is considered dead, and v'shchita dola achami kan loy metara lo midein avela, and therefore this Mishnah would be a raya to Ze'iri, or as the Taisis Rashi explained, that why would Ze'iri have to teach us his din if we could learn this din from the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim? Before we continue, let us see Rashi in Dibur Maskal v'Iyamrit. We saw that the Gemara stated v'Iyamrit Trefa Havoi Melikasa Zui Shechitasa, and therefore Tahanu L'Sakin L'Tayre Medein Levela. Rashi explains v'Iyamrit Nishbur Mafrekas V'Rei Basa Ima Trefa Ba'almu Havov Lein Levela, that it's only considered Trefa, and it's not considered as if the animal is already dead, and it's not considered Nevela. V'Melika Sakin Kivin D'Lab Melika Hayi Havu Kashem Mafrekasai, and since this person performed Melika with a Sakin, so the Melika was not a proper Malika, and when the sakin actually broke through the mafrekas, so it caused this animal to become a trefa. And if so, shemagila simanim v'chaytchan b'sakin harizu k'sheichlas a trefa, then it's like one shechted a trefa, and the kaimelon ba'over reitav that trefa sheshechta in a metama. And if someone shechs a trefa properly, then this animal does not become tamei and would not be considered an avela. And Rashi is bothered va'afagab d'bshum al-doshin amirin hasam d'metama. Although in daf kufchav gimel amabez we will learn that b'negei kachim we do consider the animal to be tamei, and certainly the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim is discussing a oif of kachim as we're talking about malika. And as Rashi continues, b'hai oif nami de kachim hi. However, Rashi explains that that din is only a din drabbanan and only by a behema. Avol tumas beis habliya de oif to medraisa hi lesla the hasam armina tumas drabbanan ba'almuhu. Therefore, Gemara points out l'chir, now that you did shchita, this animal should not be mitama. And as Rashi continues, b'likasa zui shchitasa da b'sakin have the kashul shchitasa, and therefore tani l'sakin k'shemelik asim b'sakin l'tayr medein avela. As the Tzitzis Rosh pointed out that from Rashi it's mashma that the Gemara was now actually asking a question on Zairi. And as Rashi continues, v'ikasha leisvim masisin d'tani masisin hashechem na'ir shchitasa p'sula, that if you will ask that, why didn't our Gemara ask a question on Zairi from our Mishnah? The Mishnah taught us that if one does shchita from the back of the neck of an animal and he cuts through the mafrekas and raises the basar prior to shchita, then the shchita would be pasul. And l'chayr, the Mishnah seems to clearly hold like Zairi. And if so, why would Zairi have to teach us his din? And l'chayr, we'd have the same question that pshita. However, Rashi explains that certainly from our Mishnah we would not be able to learn out the din of Zairi, as potentially the reason why our Mishnah states that the shchita is pasul is not because the animal became an avela, but because you broke the mafrekas and raised basar. So at this point, the animal is a trefa, and even though potentially by doing the shchita, animal would not be an avela and would not be metama, however, certainly the shchita is pasul, and one would not be able to eat from this animal, ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues that from the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim, one would not be able to learn out the din of Zairi, as it's possible that the Mishnah really holds that if one is nishbam mafrekas rei basa, then the animal does not become an avela, and the animal is only a trefa. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us that if one is malk besakin, that's metam begadim abesabliya, as l'maisa, the actual shchita is not valid either. And as our Gemara states, hasam mishum d'lav shchita yiklal, and the Gemara continues to explain that my taima, and what is the reason that it's not a proper shchita. And the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rava, or as some agrees, Rav Huna and Rabba, as Rav Huna omam preshu machled, and Rabba omam preshu deris. And Rav Huna holds that when one does malika with the sakin, since he has to go through the skin as well as the shedra and the mafrekes of the oif, and then he gets the simonim, so by the time he's at the simonim, one cannot see the actual sakin. Therefore, the shchita of the simonim was actually not a valid shchita, as it was puzzled based on chalada. Rabba holds that since the action that is being done when someone's malach b'sakin is that they press down on the back of the neck of the bird, and then they press down and they break the simonim of the bird, and since the person did not use a back and forth motion, so therefore it was not a valid shchita, as he was deiris. That's why the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim teaches us that malach b'sakin mitamim begodim abeis abliya, as certainly this oif is an avela, as even if malikasa zui shchitasa, but this is not a valid shchita. And therefore, from this Mishnah, it would be possible to say that if someone breaks the mafrekas and rei bus of an animal, then the animal would only be a trefa and not an avela. And Zairi comes as mechadish, then if nishbur mafrekas rei bus ima, that's actually an avela. And our Gemara now continues and explains the basis for the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabba, and why each of them spoke about a different psul. And the Gemara explains, man da om impleshu machled, that according to Rav Huna, that explained that the reason why the shchita was pasul was because he was machled, and because the sakin wasn't visible, my time alay om impleshu deris, and why didn't he give the explanation of Rabba that the reason why the shchita is pasul is because he did drisa, as kasava meilchu mevi malika kasher, as Rav Huna is of the opinion that not only would malika be kasher if someone presses into the back of the neck of an animal, but even if someone takes the fingernail and they use a back and forth motion, that would still be a proper malika. Therefore, it's impossible to say that every time that one does malika by a bird, that there is a psul drisa. It's possible that when the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim speaks about doing malika with a sakin, that he actually cut through the simonim of the oif with a back and forth motion. Even so, the Mishnah teaches us that even though he did not do drisa, oif is considered an avela. It must be because of a different psul shchita, and that is a psul of chalada. The Gemara continues, "Man d'om pleishu deris, my time aloy om pleishu machled." That according to Rabba that learns that the psul is because of drisa. Certainly, as we saw in Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that Rabba must hold Meiluchu Mevi, but Malika is psul. One cannot perform Malika with a back and forth motion, and therefore the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim must be talking about a case where someone pressed on the neck and the siman of the animal. Therefore, the oif became an avela. The shechita was psul because he did drisa. Why didn't Rabba agree to the psul of Rav Huna as well, that he was also machlid, as ultimately the knife wasn't visible? And Amalacha and Rabba will respond, Chaloda hechidami kechulda dar b'ikri batin m'chasya and hacha ha-megalya. Rabba explains that the only time that we have a psul of chaloda is only if the knife is completely hidden away from view. We can't see the knife at all, as the word chaloda comes from the lashon of chulda, which refers to a weasel that lives in hidden spaces and lives underneath houses, and one cannot see the chulda at all. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim, which discusses someone that was Malik Besakin, so once he starts cutting through the neck of the animal, so even though certainly the knife goes into the neck of the animal, but the neck starts expanding, and certainly one can still see part of the knife while they're cutting the simanim, and therefore the psul chalada would not apply. That's why Rabbi explained that the reason why that shechita wasn't valid is because of the psul drisa, and not because of the psul chalada. Ayin Rashi explains that Rabbi stated, "Mepnei shu deris mamish v'loy meilichu mevi k'namorin le'el kaitzitz v'yeri v'zui mitzvasa." The Gemara described the proper way to do malika. Rashi continues that Rav Huna held meilichu mevi b'malika kasha v'hi d'malik b'sakin stomach tani, and the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim discusses a person that was malik b'sakin and doesn't specify how he did malika, and leishna kaitzitz v'yeri v'leishna meilichu mevi. Certainly, if one would be meilichu mevi, then the psul of drisa would not apply. And a few lines beforehand, Rashi explains that why is it that according to Rav Huna, the psul of chalada would apply in the case of the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim, and Rashi states, "Shu machlil la'achash nispaku pirkei etzem ninatz asakin tachas etzem lefisha ina etzem ispashal l'kanal kan kederach shabbos hashchita k'shechayt chayisai ala'im b'mekaymai v'shechayt chasakin tachas etzem havel chalada." And this is the psul of chalada. However, Rabba disagrees with Rav Huna, as he holds that in our case you still could see the sakin, and as Rashi states, "Hamegalia the afal pisha ina etzem ispashal kol kach legalis beis hashchita miu asakin nira megula kol zmachit chasai." And before we continue, let us just point out that in the large Rashi Amid in Diba Maschil Molach, Rashi brings a brisa from Teres Kainim, Pashas Achrimois, that discusses the Makuris as well as the differences between an avela of a behemoth and an avela of a oif, and in Rashi Barichais, and the dinim that are relevant to an avela that were relevant to our sugya, we already discussed and we already spoke out. The Gemara now continues, Amrava Ikashli Hakashli, that Rava now states that if I do have a question on Ziri, then the following would be shver. And as the Mefarshim point out, that certainly from the Lashon of Rava is more mashma like the way we explain the words of Rav Chista of Afananam Itnina. Rav Chista was actually asking a question on the din of Ziri, is why would Ziri have to teach us the din? L'chiritz pshita, as we already see this din in the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim. And now Rava states that even though we had a teres to the question of Rav Chista, but if I do have a question on Ziri, then the following would be shver on Ziri. And as Rava now continues and asks on Ziri, v'chimei so if Ziri is correct that once his nishbur mafrekas rei basa ima, then an animal or a bird would be considered an avela, and since by every standard malika one first cuts through the mafrekas as well as rei basa ima, that point, as Rashi previously stated, it's kamesa mamashi. So what would be the point of cutting through any simanim of the oif? As Rashi states that Rav is bothered, hadam rachmana malika kshir bekachim ubeina chaticha simanim kril kaman, and as the Gemara will teach us that there's a requirement to have chaticha simanim, so v'chila achashi kamesa b'shvius etzem v'rei basa lama oimed u'moylik shuvah simanim, and what would be the point of cutting any of these simanim? And as Rashi continues, that bishlema, if we would say even after one breaks the mafrekas as well as rei v'debasa of the oif, that it's still a trefa and not a nevela, we can understand that the Torah requires us to cut the simen of the bird that causes its death, even though generally such a bird would be a trefa and you would not be able to eat this bird. However, the Torah is mechadish us that the proper way to do malika is by first making the oif into a trefa and breaking its mafrekas and also cutting rei basar, then without taking any breaks and without having any shihia, going and continuing the malika and finally cutting either one simen or both simanim of the oif. As Rashi states, I am a bishlema trefa ba'am havoi I nishbur boi malika av chiyusa mi ispa mishum hachi have a malika simanim malika. As we pointed out and Rashi explains, the trefa lekalimema shezed derech, as this the derech to be machsher a bird, and as some agrees the afagav dim shav and nichal achash also b'maisa have a treifah, and certainly would be a treifah even if after a few moments one goes and then cuts the simanim. However, if the kohen continues with the maisa malika in the same motion, he actually cuts the simon or the simanim. Then, as Rashi states, heichad the gamal milsei ein kan treifahs. Rashi compares this to every case of shchita, and as Rashi continues, v'chim b'chol nishchaten mishinokav aveshet yesh kan maisa treifah. That certainly immediately when you start cutting through the veshet, so l'chayr the animal becomes a treifah, but still v'chigam shchitasim miskashra im leshah shir shehiya. Rav's question that according to Zairi, once you break the mafrekas and roi basar, the oif is already considered mesa. So if so, what would be the point of cutting a simen or cutting both simanim of an oif? And before we continue, let us point out that we know that if someone brings a chatas oif, that they have to cut through only one simen or roiv of one simen. Therefore, certainly we understand that once someone cuts one simen, that the bird is already considered dead. And as Rashi states, is the oif bechad simen mesa. However, we know that the oilus oif requires the cutting of both simanim or roiv of both simanim. And based on this point, so the Gemara continues, Amli Abaya, and Abaya responds to Rava, V'tikshu l'cha oilus oif to bayu shnei simanim v'chi mesa imun umaylek. Now, l'chir, why are you only asking this question on Zairi? Even if you don't agree with Zairi, you should still have this question based on the fact that the Torah tells us that one has to shech both simanim by an oilus oif. And since, as we prove from Chatas Oif, that even after severing one simen, the oif is considered mesa, why would the Torah require us to cut both simanim by an eilus oif? And how does it make sense to continue to do malika and cut the second simen if the oif is already considered dead? And as Rashi states, v'chi mesa oimin u'moylek, da vada oif b'chad simen mesa, v'amay ma'akev sheni. However, the Gemara continues on Malay that Rav responds to Abaya, hasan k'dei l'kayim ba mitzvah Abdullah, that the fact that the Torah required us to cut the second simen by an oilus oif does not bother me, as ein chenami, even though the oif is considered dead. However, as we will learn on daf chafal from a base, that based on the pasuk and pashas by Yikra that states v'hikriva yakoyin al mizbeach u'molokas reisha v'hikta mizbecha v'nimtza doma yakir al mizbeach, that we have a comparison between haktara and malika, and we learn ma'aktara reish b'atzmai v'aguf b'atzmai, and therefore the same would apply by malika of the oilus oif, that reish la'atzmai v'aguf la'atzmai. And that's why, although after you cut the first simen, the oif is considered dead, however, the Torah still requires us to cut the second simen. However, my question on Zairi would still be valid, as although Zairi could also respond, but again, that the only reason why the Torah requires us to cut both simanim is because of the din havdalah. However, he would not be able to give that teretz, but again, chatas oif, and l'chayr, according to Zairi, once someone starts doing malika and breaks the mafrekes, as well as rei basa ima, then the animals already considered dead. Or why would there be a requirement to cut one simen by a chatas oif if the chatas is already considered dead? And by a chatas, there's no din avdolah. And as the pasuk b'negeir chatas oif specifically tells us, v'lo yavdil. However, Abai is still bothered, and he asked Rava, ihachi or nami, that if you're telling me there's a mitzvah avdolah, and that's why we have to cut the second simen by an oilus oif, so if so, one should also have to cut all of the skin of the oilus oif in order to make sure to completely sever the head from the body. And as Rashi states that Abaye's question is that Loma Tanya, and why do we learn in a brisa on Daf Chafal from Beis that Shneim L'Rabbanim V'Reiv Shneim L'Rablaz V'Rab Shimon Aval Or Lek L'Mad Omar, that although we will find a machlekes between the Rabbanim and Rablaz V'Rab Shimon as to how much of the two simanim one has to cut by the Eilus Oiv, the Rabbanim hold that one has to sever both of the simanim completely, and Rablaz V'Rab Shimon holds that one could only sever Reiv Shneim, not both of the simanim completely. However, certainly no one requires that one has to cut all of the skin of the oif and make sure to sever the reish in the body completely. And Rav responds that that is not a requirement, as kol ma'akev b'shchita ma'akev b'avdolah. However, v'chol she'inu ma'akev b'shchita einu ma'akev b'avdolah. And as Rashi explains, that certainly we know that there's a requirement to shech simanim and l'chadchila kulu bayi, and l'chadchila one has to sever both simanim, as we will learn on Dafchav Zayinim and Aleph, Hilkot Gabi Abdolim Akvi, and therefore when the Torah tells us that one has to separate the body and the head of the Eilus Oiv, so they would be Ma'akev. However, as Rashi points out, that since we will learn on Daf Nun Dalim and Aleph, that if one skins an Eilah even prior to Shechita, then the Shechita would still be valid. Therefore, the removal of the skin by an Eilus Oiv would not be Ma'akev. However, Abaye continues and asks another question to Rava, and even so, it's Ma'akvi Ba'Abdolla. And as we already mentioned, that there will be a Machlekes and Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And certainly the Rabbanon agree that when doing Shechita, one only has to sever Roiv of two Simanim. One doesn't have to sever the entirety of both Simanim. And even though it's not Ma'akvi by Shechita, however, the Rabbanon still hold that by an Eilus Oif, one would have to sever the entirety of both Simanim in order to be Yotze the Chiv Ba'Abdolla. And if so, I have a raya against what you just stated, as you just stated that Kol She'enim Akev B'Shechita Enim Akev Abdullah, and clearly the Rabbanon do not agree with this Yisoid. And because of this question, so Rav changed his teretz, and he explained as follows: Ela'im Kol She'eshtim B'Shechita Yeshtim Abdullah, the Kol She'enim B'Shechita Enim Abdullah. And Rav explains that the reason why the severing of both simanim will be ma'akev to the din of Abdullah, that is because the two simanim are associated with Shechita, as certainly one has to cut at least part of both simanim. Therefore, it makes sense that the din of Abdullah applies to Simanim. However, since the skinning of Oif is not associated with the din of Shechita, there is never any connection between the Ara and Shechita, and therefore the din of Abdullah does not apply to the skin of an Eilus Oif. And we continue on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, and the Gemara states, Mikol Makom Kasha, that Lemaisu Rav's original question on Zairi is still Shver, as why would there be a requirement to sever one of the Simanim by the Chatas Oif if they already broke the Mafrekes and Rav HaBasar? And since Zairi taught us that once someone breaks the mafrekes and rei basa ima, then the oif is considered dead and is considered an avela, why would there be a requirement to cut one of his simanim by chatas oif? The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava explains that certainly I agree with the din of Zairi, that if the mafrekes and rei basa of an animal or an oif would be broken, then certainly it would be considered an avela, and certainly it's considered that it's already dead, and therefore in a chenami there would be no requirement to cut one of the simanim by chatas oif. However, Lemaisa, your assumption as to how Malika was performed is actually incorrect, as Ema Kenu Isa, as this is the proper way to actually do Malika, that initially Chaytech Shidra Mafrekis Balei Rei Basa, that the Kohen takes his fingernail and he cuts his spinal cord as well as the neck bone of the Oif, but he does not cut Rei Basa, and therefore even Zairi would agree that at this point this Oif is not considered an Avela and is not considered dead, and that's why by a Chathas Oif one has to cut one of the Simanim in order to do a proper Malika. After they cut one of the Simanim, then the Kohen would go back and cut Rei Basa by the Mafrekes as well. And Ayin Rashi, that we just stated that initially one would cut the Shedra and Mafrekes Beloi Rei Basa, and Zok Rashi Beloi Rei Reichva Basa Shel Mafrekes Da Kati La Mesihi does the Iri Mafrekes Rei Basa Kamar, as the Iri specified that the only time that an animal or an oif would be considered an Avela is only once it's Nijmur Mafrekes Rei Basa Ima. But if Rei Basa around the Mafrekes was not removed, then the behemoth or the oif would not be considered an Avela and would not be considered Mesa. And the Gemara now continues, Kisalk Reb Zera Ashkali Reb Ami V'yasa V'kamal Allah Shmaitza, that when Reb Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found that Reb Ami was sitting and saying over this member of Zairi. Amalei, Reb Zera asked the same question that Rava previously asked on Reb Ami, and he asked him, V'chi Mesa Oymir Moilek, now L'chira, every time someone does Malika, once they sever the Mafrekes and Rav HaBasar, so this oif is already considered Mesa, and if so, why would there be a requirement to continue to do Malika and to sever one simon by Chathas Oif? And the Gemara tells us, Ishtayim Kesha Chada, and as Rashi states, that Rab Ami was quiet, and he was thinking as to what to respond to Rab Zera, and Amalei and Rab Zera gave a teretz for Rab Ami, and he gave the same teretz of Rava, that Ema Kachu Isa Chaytach Shidru Mafrekes Balei Rei Basar, and Ena Chinami, since he didn't cut Rei Basar, therefore the oif was not considered Mesa, and that's why there's still a requirement to cut one simen. And the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, similarly we learned in the Braisa that this is exactly the proper procedure to do when doing Malika of a Chathas Oif, as well as by an Eilus Oif. And as the Braisa states, Ketzer Mokin, so by Chathas Oif, Chaytech Shudu Mafrekes Beloi Rei Basar, Atcha Magia Leveshet Oilukana, Gia Leveshet Oilukana, and once the Kohen reaches the Veshet or the Kana, so Chaytech Simen Echarei Rubai, then he will cut either one simen or roiv of one simen. However, he was specifically not katusim on him, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, "Umolkes reishim umol arpoi v'lo yavil." Once he cuts the simin, then he will go back and he will cut rei basi imai, and he will cut most of the basa that's around the mafrekas. And although the brisa just discussed the chatas oif, the brisa continues to explain that there's a slight variation by an oilas oif, and there's a mitzvah abdullah by an oilas oif. Therefore, by oilas shnayim or reiv shnayim, by an oil one has to sever both simanim or reiv both simanim. And the gemara continued that bishlema b'negei chatas oif, so the brisa could state that yichaitis simin echadai rubai. Certainly, in the chatchila, one should cut the entire simin, and b'di'evet, if one cuts only reiv the simin, it would be valid. However, the gemara is bothered as to the lashon habrisa b'negei oilas oif, as the brisa stated ba'oilas shnayim or reiv shnayim, and the gemara now asks money that which tana is the brisa following, as e rabbanon amri shnayim dafka, as if you will say that the brisa is going according to rabbanon, that can't be, as rabbanon hold that by an oilas oif one has to sever the entirety of both simanim, and one cannot only sever reiv shnayim. E rabbi lezer reb shimon ha'imah reiv shnayim dafka, and you can't say that the brisa is going like rabbi lezer reb shimon, as rabbi lezer reb shimon holds that one specifically has to make sure to sever only reiv shnayim, cannot completely sever both simanim, as we will see on daf chaf bezim and aleph, that according to Rabbi Lezer, there's a requirement that one has to be able to hold the head as well as the guf together while he's being mazah, and if so, you can't sever both simanim, as otherwise you would not be able to do hazar properly. The gemara continues and brings two explanations for the brisa, as number one, emos shnayim l'rabbanon, reiv shnayim Rabbi Lezer reb shimon, that inachanami, this brisa is teaching us the din, both according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer reb shimon. The brisa is teaching us that when bringing oilas oif, now the feeder rabbanon, one has to dafka sever both of the simanim completely, and with feeder Elazar reb shimon, one can only sever reiv shnayim and cannot sever both simanim completely, and that's what the brisa meant when it stated by oilas shnayim the feeder rabbanon or reiv shnayim the feeder Elazar reb shimon. And the gemara continues with the second teretz v'ibayis ema havahar Rabbi Elazar reb shimon umay shnayim shadayim l'shnayim. We could explain that the brisa is going specifically like Rabbi Elazar reb shimon, and even though Rabbi Elazar reb shimon holds that one must only sever reiv of both simanim, cannot sever the entirety of both simanim. However, the brisa is still teaching us that lefi Rabbi Elazar reb shimon by an oilas oif lechatchila one should sever a rubin and minkara and shouldn't just sever a little bit more than reiv. When the brisa states about oilas shnayim means that lechatchila you should sever reiv of both simanim in a way that it looks like he severed both simanim completely. And as Rashi states, shadayim lishnayim the lechatchila beina shiachtik reiv lehedya shenir lei naim shu reiv. And then the brisa tells us, are reiv shnayim? But b'di'evit, you certainly could shecht reiv shnayim. And Rabbi Elazar reb shimon certainly agrees, as long as the kohen severed most of both simanim, and even if it's not a ruba de minkra, it is still a valid malika. And as Rashi states, v'afilu reiv mitzumtzum. And the gemara continues that Ze'iri previously taught us that nishbu mafrekes reiv basi ima, that a behemo or an oif would still be in a vela. And as Rashi previously stated, aval pishi mafrekeses the mesa mamashi. And our gemara will now continue and expand on this concept and actually discuss what the din would be b'negei a person, as Om Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel nishbu mafrekes reiv basi ima mitamin ba'oil. If the neck bone and reiv of the basa around the neck bone of a person would break, even if the person is still mefarches, we still consider him a mace. Therefore, the din of tumas oil would apply, and anything that's within his oil would be considered an avatuma. Rabbi Yehuda continues v'im taimar oisim maisa de'ili mafrekes b'lei reiv basa havoi. And if you're going to ask me, then we know the story by Eli when they told him that the Aron was captured, and the pasuk in Shmuel Al states, by he kaskirias arein alekim by yipol me'alakisa acharanis ba'ad yad ashar v'tishovim afraktoi v'yomis kizokin ish v'choved v'ushofet es Yisrael abom shana. L'maisa, the pasuk doesn't mention anything about Rei Basar. Even so, the pasuk tells us that once his neck bone was broken, then it was considered that he was dead, and as the pasuk stated, v'tishovim afraktoi v'yomis. However, Rabbi Yehuda explains that Zikna Shaini, Enechanami, since Eli was already old, and Eli was also very heavy, and Eli had other underlying issues, therefore immediately after Vatishavim Afraktai, so he was considered dead. However, by a young person, or by a healthy person, the only way that we consider them dead, and they would be Matamim Ba'oil, only if it would be Nidbur Mafrakes, Roy Basa Ima. As Rabbi Yehuda brings a riot to this point, Tichsiv, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Al stated, He Kaskiris, Arena Lakim, by Yipa me'alakisa acharanes ba'ad yad ashar atishovim afraktoi v'yomois. And the pasuk specifically explains that the reason we consider him dead is because kizokin ish v'chaved. And our gemara continues, Amr Shmuel ben Achmaya. Nachmani, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Roi Kedog, Metame Boil, if someone tore a person along his entire length, just like someone would slit open a fish, then we consider the person dead, even if the person is still Mefereches, he would still be Metame Boil. Rabbi the Gemara now qualifies this din as Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Umigaboi, that this only pertains if the slit was along the back of a person's body. However, this din would not apply if he was caught along the front of his body. The Gemara continues, Om Shmuel Asa Gistra Nevela, that if someone cuts a behemoth in two halves, then the behemoth is considered a Nevela, and as Rashi states, Shechot Al Rachba, Oy Bitzavara Kulai, or he cut his entire neck, Oy Beshedra Adachol, he cut from its back through his spine until the stomach. As Rashi points out, Kol Dava Cholok Lishnaim Kari Gistra, that anything that is split into two is called Gistra. The Gemara continues to teach us another din, Benegea Behemoth becoming a Nevela, Amar Beleza, Nitala Yarech, Bechol Shalah, if the thigh of an animal is removed from the animal together with the basar, and now there's a hole that's noticeable, then the animal would be considered a nevela. And the Gemara explains, what would be the shear that you removed enough meat that is considered noticeable and discernible? And Amar Rava, Kol Shevutzu V'Nireis Chaseira, that any time the animal will bend down and you could see that he's missing a limb, then the animal will be considered a nevela. And as Rashi explains, V'afilu B'chaya Mitama, and even if it's still alive, it would still be Mitama like an nevela, and it would still be considered Avatoma. The Gemara continues, Tan Hasam, that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Alois regarding the Shemayna Shratim, that Hutsu Rashayan Afal Pisha Mefachsen Tmeim, if the head of any of the Shemayna Shratim were cut off, and as Rashi explains, it wasn't cut off completely, Afal Pisha Lehuvdul Gamri Kinem Farish Razal Harayim Kamesim, and even though it wasn't severed completely, they're still considered like they're completely dead, and the Shratim would be Tamei, and even though they're still moving around, however, Kiznav Al Tosh Mefreches, this is similar to what we find by the tail of a lizard, that even after you cut off the tail of a lizard, the tail could still move around. And as Rashi points out, that certainly the tail is not alive. The same is true once they cut off part of the head of the sherets, that we consider the sherets to be completely dead. Therefore, the sherets would transmit tumah. And the Gemara continues, "My hutsu." What did the Brisa mean when it stated that the heads were cut off? And Reish Lakish Amar Hutsu Mamish. Reish Lakish explains that they cut both simonim. Reb Asi Amar Reb Mani Kavdolus Eilus Ha'oif, that the way it was separated was similar to the separation of the head of the Eilus Ha'oif from its body. The Gemara will now discuss and explain exactly what Reb Asi means, and is Reb Asi arguing on Reish Lakish, or is he explaining the words of Reish Lakish? And as the Gemara continues, Amar Reb Yemi Reb Asi, Reb Yemi asks Reb Asi, that when you just stated Kavdolus Eilus Ha'oif, do you mean Kavdolus Eilus Ha'oif L'Rabbanan V'Lo Pilgisu, that both of the simonim of the sherets was completely severed, and this would be exactly like the Shita Rabbanon, and this would be exactly like Reish Lakish just stated, and you are not disagreeing with Reish Lakish? Reb Yemiya continues, Oidilma Kavdolus Eilus Ha'oif L'Rab Lezer Rab Shimon U'Palgisu, that are you actually arguing on Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish held that the only way that the sherets would be considered Tamei, only if one severed both of the simonim completely, as Rabbanon held B'negeya Eilus Ha'oif, where Reb Asi is arguing, and he holds that the sherets would also be Tamei if you severed most of both simonim, and as Reb Lezer Reb Shimon held B'negeya Malika by Eilus Ha'oif. The Gemara tells us, Amalein, Reb Asi responded to Reb Yemiya, I meant to be Chilek on Reish Lakish, and I meant to say, Kavdolus Eilus Ha'oif L'Reb Lezer Reb Shimon U'Pelaginon, and I am being Chilek on Reish Lakish. The Gemara now continues with another version of this Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Reb Asi, and in this version, we won't have the Shaila of Reb Yemiya, and Reb Asi will actually state this Mefurish and explicitly that he's Chilek on Reish Lakish, as Ikid Amri Reb Shimon Malakish Oimer, Hutsu Mamish, and Reb Asi Om Reb Mani, Kavdolus Eilus L'Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, B'Reish Shnayim, and he clearly is being Chilek on Reish Lakish. The Gemara continues that we've already mentioned the Machlekes between Rabbanon and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon as to how to perform Malika by an Eilus Ha'oif, and Rabbanon held that one has to sever both of the simonim completely, and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon holds that one must only sever roiv of both of simonim and not both complete simonim. Our Gemara continues, my Rabbanon or my Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, where do we find the Machlekes between Rabbanon and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? The Gemara will now bring a Braisa. The Braisa will now be discussing the Pesukim and Pashat Vayikra that discuss the Eil of Yared, and we know that the Pasuk tells us that when someone brings Eifes as his carbon Eil of Yared, they will bring Shtei Terim by Shnei B'nei Yayna, Echad L'Chatas ve'Echad L'Ila, and initially in Pashas Vayikra, in Parak Hay, the Pesukim discuss the procedure when bringing a Chatas Ha'if, then the Pasuk continues to discuss the Eilus Ha'if, and the pasuk states, "Es hashini yaseh oilo kamishpat v'chipa olav akoyim echatase hashechato v'nislach loi." Our Gemara now continues the Tanya, and as we learned in the Brisa, and the Brisa first brings down the shita of Chachamim. The Chachamim point out that the pasuk b'negeda oilo sa'iv states, "Es hashini yaseh oilo kamishpat," and since the pasuk states that you should perform something with the oilo sa'iv like its mishpat and like its dinim, so we see that the Torah is referencing some other din that we already know, and we're comparing the oilo sa'iv to that din. The Chachamim state that's teaching us kamishpat chatas behema, that since if an usher would bring this korban, he would have to bring a chatas behema. And the Torah tells us that in place of bringing a behema, an ani could bring an oiv. Therefore, the Torah tells us that all the dinim of this oilo sa'iv should be similar to the chatas behema. In a moment, the Braisa will explain what dinim we're referring to. However, before the Braisa explains this point, the Braisa continues that after oimek kamishpat chatas behema or ein ala kamishpat chatas sa'iv. How do you know that you should compare the oilo sa'iv to a chatas behema? Maybe the Torah is telling us that we should compare the oilo sa'iv to the prior carbon that we just spoke about, which was the chatas oif and is also an oif. And maybe we should actually learn that just like we know that b'negei the chatas oif, that the pasuk tells us v'lo yavdil, and you should only cut one of the simanim. So maybe the same would apply to an oilo sa'iv. However, the rabbanon continue kishu oimer that since at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when the Torah is speaking about the oilo sandava, so the pasuk states v'kriva yakoyin al mizbeach u'malkas roishav v'hikta mizbecha v'nimtza dama al kira mizbeach. Since the koyin could have stated v'hikra v'akoyin, and instead the Torah used the lashon v'kriva'i, so it's mashma that the Torah is telling us that there's something different about an oilo sa'iv that we don't find by a chatas sa'iv. And as the rabbanon continue, that cholak hakasav ben chatas sa'iv l'oilo sa'iv, and the Torah is telling us that the dinim of an oilo sa'iv are different than the dinim of a chatas sa'iv, and therefore the rabbanon state umani mekayim kamishpat. And if so, what is the term kamishpat that it states b'negeid oilo of the carbon oilo v'yerid referring to? And it must be teaching us kamishpat chatas behema, that the oilo sa'iv should be compared to the chatas behema, as since it's coming to replace the chatas behema, therefore the dinim of the oilo sa'iv should be similar to the chatas behema. The Braisa now explains in relation to what dinim is the oilo sa'iv compared to a chatas behema. The Gemara tells us that it will be relevant to three dinim, as ma chatas behema ain't above el menachulin, and we continue out of chof alfam beis ubayoyim ubiyadei imanis af oilo sa'iv ain't above el menachulin ubayoyim ubiyadei imanis. Just like we know that when someone brings a chatas behema, then they can't bring it from money that belongs to Maisa Sheni. They have to bring it from their own personal money. In addition, just like we know that the chatas behema could only be brought during the day, number three, that since we know that the avoid of a chatas oif can only be performed with the kohen's right hand, therefore these same three dinim would apply to ilsa oif as well, and the ilsa oif could only be brought menachulin and could not be paid for from the money's Maisa Sheni. In addition, it would have to be brought during the day. Finally, the avoid of the ilsa oif would have to be done with the kohen's right hand. And let us see Rashi on the top of that chaf alfam beis that discusses the dinim that are relevant to a chatas behema, and as Rashi states that a chatas behema is ein aba el menachulin v'loy mimoyis ma'isu sheni, and Rashi points out l'kamon yalaflo b'chatas gufa minolon, and on daf chaf beis min aleph the Gemara will want to understand as to how we know that by a chatas behema one has to buy the chatas behema from chulin and cannot use moyis ma'isu sheni. Rashi continues that a chatas behema has to be brought during the day she'ein chatas kreve el biyoyim k'dechsev b'pashas yom kippurim, and as the pasuk states in pashas achrimoyis k'bayoyim azeh yichapa aleichem. Number three, the avoiders of a chatas behema have to all be performed with the right hand of the kohen, and as Rashi brings down she'ein avideser k'shiris el biyamin d'chsev bo, and as the pasuk states in pashas vayikra v'locha kohen midam achatas be'etzba'oi, and as Rashi brings down that Reb Shimon holds that any time the Torah mentions the word kohen and the word etzba, so there's a requirement to be done by yamin. B'negei achatas behema, the pasuk states in pashas vayikra v'locha kohen midam be'etzba'oi, and the Torah uses the term kohen, and the Torah also uses the term etzba. But the Braisa now continues, imal alon b'rev shnayim af kam b'rev shnayim, that l'chir, since we're comparing the oilo sa'iv to chatas behema, since we know that shchita of chatas behema would be kosher even if one cuts through only rev shnayim, is no need to sever the entirety of both simanim. L'chir, the same should apply by an oilo sa'iv, and one should not have to sever both of the simanim completely. Even if one only severs rev of both simanim, then it should be kosher and it should be a valid malika. However, the Chacham explained, Tam Loima, but the pasuk by the Ilus Nadav states, V'kriva HaKoyin al Mizbeach, U'mol Malchus Reisha v'hikta Mizbecha v'nimtza Dome al Kir Mizbeach. As Rashi points out, that L'chari, the order of the Pasuk, doesn't make any sense. Certainly after one did Akhtara, that you can't squeeze out the blood of the Oila anymore. Therefore, it must be that the Torah placed the words v'hikta Mizbecha right afterwards Malchus Reisha, in order that we should compare the two to each other. Therefore, the Chacham hold Ma'akhtara HaReish Ba'atzmai Ba'guf Ba'atzmai, that just like we already know, that when one is being makted the Oila Sa'if on the Mizbeach, the head and the body of the Oila Sa'if are placed separately onto the Mizbeach, and therefore Af Malika Reish Ba'atzmai Ba'guf Ba'atzmai, and therefore we learn that when one performs Malika, the proper way to perform Malika is by separating the Reish from the body of the Oila Sa'if. And although the Gemara states that you actually separate it, but we already learned that the Chacham hold that all you would have to do is sever both simanim, as Rashi states, and even if the head and the body of the Oila Sa'if are still connected with the skin, is considered separated. And as we already learned in Daf Chaf and Beis, that b'malika kasa rachmana hachavdala or malika kashkita v'chol sheyashin b'shkita yashin b'avdala. And as we already explained, that since if someone would skin the bird and then do malika, it would still be kosher. Therefore, in order to be mekayin the mitzvah avdala, there is no requirement to remove the skin from the oif. And as Rashi states, v'or she'in shkita na'aseres boi b'avdala nami loy ma'akev. Rashi points out that in Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, the Gemara will ask that kimin the nafkalei avdala ba'ilu mehacha, that since the Rabban just taught us that we know that there's a mitzvah avdala by an oila sa'if based on the pasuk of malik v'hikter and ma'ak taras reish ba'atzmai v'aguf ba'atzmai af malika reish ba'atzmai v'aguf ba'atzmai, and therefore certainly one has to cut both of the simanim. If so, lo mali v'krivai l'chalik bin chathas oila, why would the chacham have needed the pasuk of a krivai in order to be mechalik between an oila sa'if and chathas oif, as they mentioned on Amud Aleph? Clearly we see b'nei gael an oila sa'if that there's a requirement to separate the reish from the rest of the body, the hach behedik siv delay avdil, and b'negei achatas oif, the pasuk tells us that you should not separate the head from the body. Therefore, clearly we already know that there's only a requirement to cut one simon by achatas oif, while there's clearly a requirement to cut both simonim by an oilas oif. And keep in mind that the tanakam of this brisa is the sheet of the rabbanon that we previously mentioned, that hold that by an oilas oif there's a requirement to cut both of the simonim completely, and one cannot just cut roiv of both simonim. And as we previously mentioned, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is chilek on Rabbanon, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold that by an oila sa'if one must specifically sever roiv of both simonim, one cannot sever both simonim completely. However, before the brisa brings the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the brisa brings the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel will be chilek on Rabbanon, but a different point. And as the brisa continues, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, when the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that is discussing the korban oil v'yared and is specifically discussing the korban oil sa'if, and the pasuk states v'sasheni yasa oil kamishbad, as we previously saw, the Rabbanon learned that the Torah is telling us that the oil sa'if should be done similar to the chatas behema, as the Rabbanon stated kamishbad chatas behema. However, Rabbi Shmuel learns that when the Torah tells us that the oil sa'if should be made kamishbad and like some other dinim, so the Torah is teaching us it should be done kamishbad chatas oif, similar to the din of the chatas oif and similar to another oif. And this teaches us that ma chatas oif mimol oif af oilas oif mimol oif, that even though benegeda oilas oif, the pasuk doesn't tell us with the actual location of malika, and the Torah doesn't tell us mimol oif. However, since the Torah specifies by chatas oif that malika is done mimol oif, so therefore we learn that the same applies by malika of an oilas oif. Rabbi Shmuel now continues that since I just stated that we compare the oilas oif to chatas oif, so why don't we take the comparison a step further, and we should learn imal alon moiluk ve'inam avdil b'simen echad af kam moiluk ve'inam avdil b'simen echad, that just like we know by the chatas oif, the pasuk specifically tells us v'lo yavdil, therefore we know that we specifically only cut one simen, and the other simen we make sure that we do not cut and we do not sever, as the pasuk states v'lo yavdil. And if so, the same should apply by an oilas oif, that we do malika and we only sever one simen, and we should make sure that we don't sever the second simen, just like by the chatas oif. V'zok Rabbi Shmuel, that since the pasuk by the oilas nedava in Parshas Vayikra states v'krivai, therefore, as we previously explained, the Torah is teaching us that there is a chilul between the oilas oif and chatas oif. The only time there is an issa of v'lo yavdil is only by a chatas oif. However, by an oilas oif, there is a requirement to cut both simanim. B'negei at this point, Rabbi Shmuel would agree to the Rabbanon that once there's a requirement to cut both simanim, then one is required to cut both the simanim completely. Now, that only Rabbi Simanim, Rashi discusses the viewpoint of Rabbi Shmuel in much greater detail, and we will get back to Rashi a bit later. Finally, the Braisa continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon that we know is Chilek on the Rabbanon. Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon holds that by an Eilas Oiv, one cannot sever both his Simanim completely, and one must only sever Rabbi both Simanim. As the Braisa continues, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer that the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra Benegeid Oiliv Yared and Benegeid Eilas Oiv stated Kamishbad. Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbi Shmuel. We learn the dinim of the Eilas Oiv from the Chatas Oiv. However, the limit of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon is as follows: Malalon, as just like we find Benegeid Chatas Oiv, and we continue and Afchav Beis and Aleph Oiches Bureishu Vaguf Umazar. After the Kohen does Malik on the Chatas Oiv, he sprays the dam of the Chatas Oiv while he's holding the head and the body of the Oiv. Therefore, the same din would apply by the Eilas Oiv that after the Kohen does Malika, he would spray the blood of the Eilas Oiv while holding the head and the body of the Eilas Oiv. However, the Gemara now continues and is bothered. What is Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon's Mekar that Benegeya Chatas Oiv, one has to be Eiches Bereishu Vaguf while they're being Maza? Therefore, the Gemara asks, my Kama, what is Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon saying? And the Gemara explains, Hachi Kama, that this is what Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon meant to say, as Mala Long, Shu Ochus Harosh Beguf Maza, Afkank Shu Ochus Harosh Beguf Maza, that just like we find Benegeya the Chatas Oiv, where the Torah specifically tells us, V'lo Yavdil, and therefore when the Kohen is spraying the blood of the animal, certainly the head and the guf are attached to each other, and they're not separated from each other, and therefore the same would apply by an Eilas Oiv. When spraying the blood of the Eilas Oiv, the head and the body of the Eilas Oiv must not be separated from each other, and the head of the Eilas Oiv must still be attached to its body. The Gemara now continues, and once again quotes from the Braisa, as Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon continues, if we learn from Kamishbad that we learned the dinim of the Eilas Oiv from the Chatas Oiv, if so, Imal Alon B'Simen Echad, Afkam B'Simen Echad, so why don't we also learn that since we know that the Torah specifies by the Chatas Oiv, V'lo Yavdil, that you cannot separate and you cannot sever the second simen, and therefore the same should apply by the Eilas Oiv, one should not be allowed to sever the second simen, and one should only sever one simen. However, Zok Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Tam Malim V'Krivai, therefore the Pasuk at the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, B'negeid Eilas Oiv, that is brought as an Adava states, V'Krivai, and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon also agrees to the Chachamim that we learn from the word V'Krivai that Cholak HaKasa Ben Chatas Oiv Lo Eilas Oiv, and that there's certainly a differential between the dinam of a Chatas Oiv and Eilas Oiv, even though the Torah tells us B'negeid Chatas Oiv V'lo Yavdil, however that din would not apply to an Eilas Oiv, and one would have to sever both simanim. However, since the Torah already taught us Kamishbad, we learn the dinam of Eilas Oiv from a Chatas Oiv, and since clearly by a Chatas Oiv the head and its body are not separated from each other, and therefore the same din would apply to Eilas Oiv, that the head and its body cannot be separated from each other, and therefore although Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon certainly agrees to the Chachamim that by an Eilas Oiv one has to cut both simanim, however he disagrees with the Chachamim, as although the Chachamim hold that you have to cut both of the simanim completely, however Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon holds one specifically can only cut Roiv both simanim, as if he would cut both simanim then it would be considered that the Roish and the body are separated, as we already learned that B'negeid Eilas Oiv it has to be Kishu Achas HaRosh Beguf Mazar, at the time of the Azaras HaDam of the Eilas Oiv, its head and its body are still connected. Gemara has now finished bringing the Braisa where we see the Shita of the Rabbanan and the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon B'negeid Malika of Eilas Oiv. The Gemara will continue to discuss this Braisa further. Prior to beginning Daf Chaf Beis, we will review and recap this Braisa. We will discuss various Rashis and various explanations to this Braisa as well, and we will stop over here.